Leasing commercial space. Introduction. Many large commercial brokerages work with both owners and tenants to offer leasing services in a whole host of different specialties, like office, industrial, retail, land, etc. Commercial agents at these large brokerages have been well trained in prospecting and marketing strategies and work in specialized departments where they delve deeply into their respective markets. They speak the lingo and know the drill. Many agents in these firms are skilled in at least one of these categories. Bullet: landlord representation. Expertise to help landlords market their property's best qualities and maximize their income potential. Find the right mix of tenants. Bullet: lease administration. Ideal for owners with multiple properties who find it challenging to keep up with all of the tenant leases. Bullet: facilities management. Monitor the maintenance of a property. Improve the efficiency of systems to reduce operational costs. Bullet: tenant representation. Use market knowledge to help tenants lease the right space. Work with them through the process, negotiating the rent and tenant incentives. Leasing commercial property is different in many respects than residential leasing. Fair housing laws only cover residential. Landlords can and do discriminate based on bad credit, poor rental history, bad payment history, late payment history, and bankruptcy. They can also choose who they want in their office buildings or shopping centers. Demographics play a vital role in decision-making for both property owners and tenants. For example, a nationally well-known supermarket chain would not want to lease space in a shopping center next to an adult business. A business may have non-compete clauses written into its lease, stating that no other businesses with similar products or services can open up in the center during the term of its lease. For example, a Mexican restaurant opens up in a neighborhood strip center. The restaurant's lease states that no other Mexican restaurants, or even restaurants that might have overlapping menu items, in this case tacos or chips and salsa, can open in the same center. There are no TREC promulgated leases to protect tenants, and commercial leases are created with a bias toward the landlord. The landlord always wins. How commissions are structured. Procuring tenants to fill commercial space can be quite lucrative. Commissions for commercial leases work differently than they do for residential leasing. All commissions are negotiable, of course, but in many cases, a residential agent will get a percentage of 1 month's rent for leasing out a residential home. However, to calculate commission on a commercial lease, take into account the entire amount of the lease. This calculation benefits the broker because commercial leases are typically longer term than residential, often starting at a minimum of 3 years, but could be 5 years or more. Example: commission on a commercial lease. A 3-year lease for office space at $2,000 per month with a 3% broker's fee. If a broker initially procured a tenant who renews or decides to expand into more space in the building, the broker can negotiate to get a portion of the base rents paid over the term of the renewal or expansion. If a tenant originally procured by a broker purchases the property from the landlord, the broker can negotiate a percentage of the sales price for the property as a fee. Helping tenants lease space. If you are working as a tenant representative, you will most likely help clients find space to lease in office, industrial, or retail properties. In order to best serve your clients' needs, you will have to understand their line of work and how to find the space that functions best for them. Begin understanding their unique position by asking them leading questions. Ask them, "Does your current space meet all of your needs? If not, why?" It may be that your client is anticipating growth in the near future, or it may even be possible that they do not need to move at all. It could be that all of their current needs are being satisfied by their current space. If this is the case, you may be able to help them negotiate a new lease with their current landlord. Will you open an additional location? Your client may want to establish a presence in a new market or strengthen their current presence. You can help them determine their needs to locate and negotiate a space for their new location. What is your budget? You need to determine how much money the business owner can afford to spend on a lease. The client's budget will determine the location and classification of the building, Class A, B, etc., in which your client can lease space. Leasing office property. Building owners have considerable input when it comes to who leases space in their building. When you are representing a tenant in a lease transaction, you will need to prove to the tenant that the property will suit their needs, but you will also need to prove to the landlord that the tenant is a good fit for the building. Protect your client's interests by bullet discussing any plans for future expansion. Your client could run into issues with space if the business wants to grow and expand. Expansion can often be difficult to accommodate in many office buildings. Bullet inquiring about zoning and permitting. Tenants are responsible for obtaining all required permits and should be aware of area zoning ordinances. Bullet researching surrounding buildings to ensure that the rental rate is comparable to others in the market. Your client may be focused on a certain location, but your research may have uncovered other properties that are more budget-friendly with similar amenities and location. This research could put your client into a good negotiating position, especially if the landlord wants to fill empty office space. Bullet, advising them to do more than one walkthrough of the space to ensure that it suits their needs. Once the lease is signed, the tenant will be locked in for a while, usually 3 to 5 years at a minimum. Once your client decides on an office space, before negotiations begin, you will need to draft a letter of intent, LOI, to lease, like the Texas Realtors Commercial Letter of Intent to Lease, TXR-2122, included in your resource drawer. An LOI is used to work out business terms between the potential tenant and the landlord/business owner. It is not typically a binding agreement and can be written on and marked up. The terms are then written into a contract by an attorney who represents one of the parties. How to qualify a commercial tenant for office space. Landlords want to make sure that potential tenants are stable and liquid with the capability to pay the rent during the lease term. They will view the business's financial records, the potential tenant's personal credit report for smaller businesses, as well as review the tenant's lease history with past landlords. More established businesses will present less of a risk than a new startup company for most landlords. You should advise your client to have a strong business plan and budget, tax returns, operating budget, and profit and loss statements ready for review, then get close to negotiated lease terms with the landlord. Remember that you are offering your market knowledge and expertise as a negotiator. However, in some cases, the client's attorney will be better prepared to negotiate business terms with the landlord or the landlord's attorney. Never offer legal advice to your client. How to measure office space. Office buildings have many communal areas that require continual maintenance, and maintenance costs money. Landlords do not want to pay the exorbitant cost of maintaining the property, so in most cases, they pass those costs on to their tenants. Tenants are charged for the maintenance of the property's common areas. These are commonly referred to as common area maintenance fees or CAM fees. Common areas benefit every tenant in the building and can include, among other things, bathrooms, corridors, lobbies, janitor closets, mechanical rooms, elevators, and stairwells. These are shared expenses, and each tenant in the building pays fees associated with the upkeep of the common areas. The landlord is collecting rent for these common areas. Office suites occupy usable square footage, which includes the areas inside the suite itself. Many landlords lease to tenants by the rentable square foot, also called leasable square foot, that includes the common areas with the usable square footage the tenant occupies. In this way, the landlord is covering the costs of the common area maintenance. This is often called an add-on factor or a loss factor. In essence, the landlord is losing a percentage of rentable square footage to the common areas of the building, so he adds on a percentage to adjust for that loss. The landlord is correcting the rent for the lost square footage of the common areas. For multi-story buildings, there is often a common area floor factor and a common area building factor add-on. The formulas. To find the add-on factor. To find the rentable square feet, RSF, or usable square feet, USF. Example, CAM fees. Typically, CAM fees are based on the percentage of space, square footage, that a business occupies. The more square footage a business occupies, the more CAM fees the business pays. The idea is that if a business occupies a large space, it will utilize the common areas more often. This calculation ensures that each business is paying its fair share, pro rata share, of maintenance fees. Many office buildings have a total common area factor ranging from 12 to 20%, depending on the real estate market in the area. CAM fees are most often found in triple net leases, NNN. CAM fees are negotiable, and often tenants will negotiate caps on CAM fees so that the landlord cannot raise fees past a certain point. Because CAM fees are predicated upon square footage, the tenant should make sure that all measurements taken of the leased area are accurate. If walls are moved or adjustments made during a build-out, the space should be remeasured to reflect any adjustments to the dimensions. Leasing industrial space. When dealing in industrial leasing, knowledge is essential. You want to be able to help your clients choose an industrial space that functions for their unique business needs. Attention to detail and market knowledge is critical. Some of the questions that agents will need to ask their industrial clients include: Bullet. What are your specific needs? It is crucial to define your client's needs up front. Each client's specific needs will help you identify potential sites for them. How much space do they need? Unlike office or retail space, most industrial space is vast. How big of an office will they need in the space? Will they be manufacturing or transporting hazardous materials? Bullet. Where do you need to be located? It is crucial to define your client's needs up front. Each client's specific needs will help you identify potential sites for them. How much space do they need? Unlike office or retail space, most industrial space is vast. How big of an office will they need in the space? Will they be manufacturing or transporting hazardous materials? Bullet, what is your budget? As with any real estate, the client's budget will determine the properties that you choose to show them. Since industrial space is so large, landlords often charge less per square foot than office or retail space. However, the costs add up quickly, especially if your client is paying for taxes, insurance, and common area maintenance in the lease. Bullet, what type of trucks and equipment will you be using? This is an important question to ask your clients, because some of them may be loading and unloading goods using forklifts, or, in some cases, large cranes for moving heavy materials that demand high clearance requirements. Leasing retail space. Retail space includes everything from small boutique stores to giant box retailers and supermarkets, even restaurants and fast food franchises. Retail leases are designed to protect the landlord, though most large national chains will be able to negotiate better terms than smaller mom-and-pop stores or local chains. Agents need to understand the finer points of retail business in order to serve tenants and landlords best. If a tenant does not pay rent, the landlord has the right to lock the tenant out of the space and keep everything inside to pay the rent owed to him. In a retail restaurant situation, this would include the tables, the chairs, tablecloths, and kitchen equipment like stoves, ovens, sinks, and coolers. Equipment leasing companies file a UCC1, Uniform Commercial Code, to give constructive notice to the public that there is a prior lease or lien on the equipment in the space. UCC1 filing is seen in industrial, office, and retail leasing when tenants lease equipment, typically not in residential leasing. The majority of restaurant owners do not own their equipment. They lease it from restaurant leasing companies. The restaurant leasing company will file a UCC1 form to let the retail property owner and any lenders know that the restaurant owner does not own the equipment in the restaurant. A third-party leasing company owns it. If the restaurant does not pay its rent or mortgage, if buying, the landlord or lender cannot take the equipment to satisfy the tenant's debts. Lenders making loans on industrial, office, and retail properties will run a UCC search because they will want to know what equipment is not subject to seizure. UCC1s are filed by the equipment provider the day the equipment lease is signed and moved into the space. In Texas, the UCC-1 is filed with the county clerk. If the third-party equipment leasing company does not file a UCC-1, there is no proof that the lien on the equipment exists and the owner or lender can keep it. How to qualify a commercial tenant for retail space? Retail property landlords behave similarly as those who lease out office space. They want desirable tenants who will not present too much of a risk for them. The landlord wants to know how long the client has been in business. More established business owners present less risk and are more desirable than those opening a new business for the first time. A new retailer will present a business plan and financials, both corporate and personal, because as a new company without a proven track record, the business owner will have to guarantee the lease personally. How to measure retail space? When you measure a retail space, you measure from the front exterior of the store, through the glass, to the back exterior wall. Then, you take one half of each of the shared walls with the neighbors. These shared walls are called demising walls, hence the demised premises. If you are on an end cap and only have one neighbor, then you would measure from exterior to exterior to exterior and one half of the demising wall.